This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and happy Thursday to you. It is the first day of spring, according to the calendar. I'd never know it if I looked outside. I'm here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and it is snowy and blustery, and it just doesn't feel like spring, but it sure did earlier this week. So, you know, you just have to focus on what works for you, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing today on Flipping the Switch. This work is all based in the belief repatterning technique, which I developed a number of years ago to support myself, like a number of decades ago, my little monkey just said to me, to support myself in reclaiming my own vibrant health and well-being. It works great if you're ill. It works great if you're stressed. It works great if you're in the pit and trying to get out. And it works even better when things are, you know, in a good space and you can create from there, because this work, belief repatterning, is about creating what it is that you truly desire. And I know that lots of people are listening in, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you. The number today is 877-230-3062, 877-230-3062. And before we go to the phone lines, just want to do a couple of things. Today's topic is let it be easy. I know. We as human beings just make things so hard. And oftentimes people say to me, is it that easy, Suze? And I say, yeah, it is. The most challenging part of the work that I do is helping people understand how easy it is to flip the switch, train that subconscious mind to do the positive thinking for you, and just put you onto the right side of the line. When you're on that upside of the line, things flow with ease. And so today the topic is let it be easy. Change can be easy and quick. So with all due respect to the proponents of no pain, no gain, or nothing worthwhile comes easily, or it takes X number of days to change a habit, with all due respect to the people who think that way, I'm a proponent of let it be easy, let it be fun, and let it last. So today we're going to examine those beliefs that change has to be hard and painful, and we're going to switch them up. But before we do that, I promised Pat from Wisconsin that I would chat with her today. She's been having some trouble with insomnia. So, Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi, Suze.
Nice that you could join us. Thank you so much for jumping on board today.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
So let's let it be easy, changing up the insomnia thing, shall we?
I'd love that.
Okay, so I know that you've done a lot of work with repatterning. You've read the book. You've taken a couple of the seminars. What kinds of successes have you had? Because as you know me, I like to start on the upside of the line, and then we'll go look at the other stuff. So what are some of the successes that you know that you've had in repatterning your thoughts and making good, long-lasting change that supported you?
Well, at the beginning of the... I work in a school, and at the beginning of the school year, I was in a bit of a funk, and I repatterned it. And what I did is I started doing, I listen to you in the mornings before I go to school. And after a while, I found that it wasn't hard for me anymore to get out of bed and to go to work, and I was enjoying it. And I realized that my subconscious mind was working on my behalf, and I wasn't really having to put the effort into it anymore.
Nice.
That's one of my successes. I notice things more, and I am quicker to realize that I am capable of making choices that support me. And it's all about making myself, getting to the line, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
so I was just going to say, for people who are just tuning in and aren't familiar with the work, when we talk about getting to the line, as Pat says, there's a line, and on one side of the line, which I like to call the downside or the left side of the line, is the stuff that drains your energy. And on the right side of the line, or the upside of the line, is the stuff that supports your energy. So if you can kind of think of a chart like that in your mind, what Pat's saying is getting yourself to the line. Because when we're in that down spiral or in that down place, it's hard to think creatively. So training that subconscious mind to get you to the line, and then once you're over the line, then the creative mind will kick in and you can come up with all kinds of possibilities and solutions.
And getting to that line and crossing it is key to everything. I find that when I'm having a not-so-good day, it's because I haven't chosen my word of the day. I'm not focused on the state of mind as much as I am on the events around me. And I realized with belief repatterning, it's more about my own state of mind and what I can create, because I am creating all the time. It's just, mm-hmm. do I want to create from a down space or a supportive space?
And when you create from the down space, you know you got to go in and mop it up later.
It happens every time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, you mentioned the word of the day, and one of the things that I teach in the Flip Your Switch course is how to choose a word of the day and how to focus on it and how to put that kind of daily practice in. And it's something that you can do when you're doing other things, because I know that all of us would be better if we could sit in meditation for a half hour every day. Usually most people's lives in North America aren't really that conducive to it, and it's too big a leap from a busy, crazy life into doing that. And so what I've done is created things that allow you to do what I call walking meditation, things that you're doing while you're doing other things. So the word of the day is one of those exercises. Now, what happens is that people were saying to me, I love the word of the day. It worked just like you're saying, Pat. It works really, when I pick my word, it works. When I forget to pick my word, it doesn't work. So I thought, right, I'll put out an app. So I created the 365 Repattern app. And so if you're looking to find it, it's the number 365, as in how many days there are in the year, space R-E-P-A-T-T-E-R-N, 365 Re-Pattern. And that will, for under $4 a day, send you a word and a little thing to think about to your smartphone or your iPhone every day. And that tweaks you to either pick another word if you want to, or to use the one that's there. So today's word is cooperative. And since you mentioned word of the day, we're going to use cooperative in, focusing on repatterning the sleeping challenges that you're having. Would that work for you?
I'm open. You bet.
Okay. Okay. So, we're going to start with, you know, and here's the cool thing, and I know you know this, Pat, but for people who are listening, you do not need to know what's been going on. You don't need the story. You don't have to find the root of it all or what the problem is. But I do just want to ask you, has this been an ongoing long thing or something that's just happened recently?
Ongoing long-term thing.
Okay. So if I told you at the beginning of the school year that we were going to spend, you know, half an hour repatterning and you were going to be more enthusiastic and be excited about going to work, you would have thought I was a bit nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's start here. If that can happen, anything can happen.
If that can happen, anything can happen.
And then breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And if you're listening in, do this along with us and just think of your own successes. And we focus on where we're successful so we can expand that. And then we take that energy to the place that we want to solve. Okay. So we're going to use the word cooperative, and I'm going to ask your body, mind, and soul to be cooperative in supporting your need for restful sleep. Would that be an okay intention?
Yes.
So we're not trying to solve the insomnia. We're trying to create what?
Cooperation.
And with that cooperation, you got it. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that the intention was there for you. Okay. I forgive myself for believing that it's challenging to get restful sleep.
I forgive myself for believing that it's challenging to get restful sleep.
Breathe it. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay.
I forgive myself for believing the way things have been is the way they have to stay.
Monkey's okay with this?
It is. It's saying, that's right, because I've had other successes. Why can't I succeed in this?
Exactly. Okay, so I give myself permission to succeed in this. I've had other successes.
I give myself permission to succeed in this. I've had other successes.
I give my body, mind, and soul, or spirit, whatever you want to call that fuzzy part of you, I give my body, mind, and soul permission to cooperate and create restful sleep.
I give my body, mind, and spirit
permission
to cooperate
and create restful sleep.
And create restful sleep.
That's what I want. Okay, breathe it in. Now, is something coming up? Are we releasing, or is there some messages coming up, or some?
Well, even before I started saying it, I knew I had to yawn.
Okay.
So evidently, it's clicking with me.
Great. And that's often what happens is that yawning or sometimes burping, okay, are both indications of things moving at a deep level. And sleep challenges are often at that soul spirit level. For whatever reason, and we can go delve into why you're having sleep challenges, or we can just ask body, mind, and soul to cooperate and create the restful sleep that you want. Okay. I give myself permission to create restful sleep, body, mind, and soul.
I give myself permission to create restful sleep, body, mind, and soul.
Okay. Breathe that in. About now, usually the monkey kicks in and goes, but how? I don't know how. So let's just do a general one to address that. If anybody's got that monkey going on, I have done a lot of things in my life without knowing how.
I have done a lot of things in my life without knowing how.
I've done a lot of things successfully without knowing how before I started.
I've done a lot of things successfully without knowing how before I started.
Things like driving a car, raising a family, being married. I mean, I don't know what your things are that you've done successfully, but you do. So things like, give the monkey some examples.
Well, things like driving a car, having a family and being married, being a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Breathe that in. If I can successfully do that, I can successfully create restful sleep. I choose to do that.
If I can successfully do that, I can create restful sleep. I can do that. I can choose to do that.
And I am choosing to do it.
I am choosing to do it.
Okay, see how that feels different than I can choose to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you say I can choose, it's like, yeah, I could. Well, I haven't decided if I am or not. But if I am choosing, it's much, much stronger. And so for those people who have read the book, you just witnessed the difference between the permission stage and the choice stage. So permission would be I can. Choice is I'm choosing to. I'm doing it. It's a decision.
Okay.
So the permission is where it's a possibility still, and choice is it's a decision. I'm taking action on it. Okay. I choose to dissolve the insomnia through cooperation of my body, mind, and soul.
I choose to dissolve the insomnia through cooperation of my body, mind, and soul.
Monkey okay with that?
Yes.
We're still yawning. That's good. Okay. So The yawning is that it's that release. It's that moving through. And also there's another piece to it, and it's a physiological reason. We're building new neural pathways. And when we build new neural pathways, our bodies need three things. One is oxygen, which is why I have you do the deep breaths in between and why oftentimes we yawn. Okay. One of the reasons why we yawn. Number two, you also need water. So do you have some water handy?
I have my nice clean water next to me.
Perfect. Now would be a great time to take a sip if you haven't. And the third thing that we need when we're building neural pathways is protein. So when we finish, you're apt to be a bit hungry. Give yourself a snack like a hard-boiled egg or a handful of almonds or piece of cheese, just some kind of healthy protein. Doesn't have to have a lot of fat with it. Doesn't have to be a 27-pound roast. Just a little bit of extra protein because that's what the body, the brain literally needs those things in order to create new neural pathways. Let's see where we're at. Forgiveness, no, permission, choice, freedom, affirmation. I know how to have my body, mind, and soul cooperate.
I know how to have my body, mind, and soul cooperate.
Breathe that in. Did an example come forward for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Want me to tell you?
Yep.
Well, in the winter months, I go to the tanning booth for 4 minutes. I'm not a tanner. But when I'm in there, I just feel really body, mind, soul connected. It feels really great.
Nice. Nice. I know how to connect and have my body, mind, and soul cooperate.
I know how to connect and have my body, mind, and soul cooperate.
I do it in the tanning booth.
I do it in the tanning booth.
It's okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am free to think about the tanning booth when I go to bed tonight.
I am free to think about the tanning booth when I go to bed tonight.
That's a way I'll get my body, mind, and soul or spirit to cooperate.
That's how I'll get my body, mind, and soul to cooperate.
Okay, breathe that in. What'd the monkey say?
Nothing.
Cool. Okay. My body, mind, and soul are for spirit. My body, mind, and spirit are free to cooperate and create restful sleep.
My body, mind, and soul are free to cooperate and create restful sleep.
One of the ways I know how to do that is in the tanning booth.
One of the ways I know how to do that is in the tanning booth.
Another way I know how to get body, mind, and spirit in cooperation is?
Another way I know how to get body, mind, and spirit in cooperation is filling my essential oils.
Okay, breathe that one. I support my body, mind, and spirit with essential oils that promote restful sleep.
I support my body, mind, and spirit with essential oils that support restful sleep.
There's also, I don't know my oils well enough to know, but I know that there's some that promote cooperation as well, right?
Or really?
being in alignment, yes. And so if you don't know and you can't find out, send me an email about that and I'll get my gal that does the essential oils to let me know. But I know that there is, and I cannot remember what it is, but some of the oils are probably, the other thing that you can do is just take the oils that you have and type them into a Google search and just ask properties of.
And, oh.
Okay. Or you could type in essential oils, cooperation property, or essential oil, body, mind, spirit alignment, or, okay.
Oh.
And start making your own blend. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love that idea.
Super simple. And I mean, you're already using it. So use what you're already using. So instead of going, why isn't this working? Which is a crazy making question. The question is, how do I use this that will work for me?
Oh. Okay.
Now, you also took Flip Your Switch, correct?
I did.
Okay, so you know how to muscle test yourself. So anybody that takes that course, I teach you how to muscle test. So you can go and just say, put the essential oil that you have in front of you and just say, are any of these supportive of me in having body, mind, and soul cooperate to create restful sleep? And the word connect is coming through there too, as the well that we added in. And just use that as your intention and then muscle test on the essential oils.
Excellent.
And you can also muscle test things that you do, you know, late afternoon, supper time, early evening. Is this supporting my body, mind, and soul and cooperating and connecting for restful sleep? One of the things that I discovered for me is I can't drink green tea after about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Couldn't figure out why I was having trouble sleeping this one night. We had a nice evening. We were sitting playing dominoes with friends and laughing and having a great time. So I was really, you know, relaxed. And I thought I wasn't drinking any alcohol. I was drinking green tea. And I went, green tea. I drank pots of green tea that night because we were playing dominoes from 4 in the afternoon to like 1 in the morning, right? And I was like wide awake and couldn't figure it out. I was like, you know, and there's caffeine in it and it was keeping me up. Just because I, you know, drank a ton of it. So just muscle test and just ask any, you know, the things that you're doing as you're doing them. Is this supportive of my body, mind, and soul connecting and cooperating to create restful sleep? Okay?
Oh, very good.
I know how to create restful sleep, body, mind, and spirit.
I know how to create restful sleep, body, mind, and spirit.
My body, mind, and spirit connect and cooperate and create restful sleep.
My body, mind, and spirit connect and cooperate to create restful sleep.
Good job. Breathe that in. And then you know that, you know, to practice that, Pat, and just really get it reinforced in. Okay?
Yes.
All right. And I'm looking forward to you calling in a week or two and saying, wow. Now, please understand, it might be more than just what we've done, but this will get you started on the pathway to it. You know, it's like you're building a new house. You don't necessarily get to move in the first 2 days. Sometimes you have to build the foundation and then work on it a bit. But this will absolutely get you moving in that direction.
Wonderful. I'm excited about it.
And you know, because you've seen it happen with other things. Okay?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So keep me posted and I will look forward to hearing about you. Send me an email and I'll let people know on the call next week, or if you want to call back in again, whatever works in your world.
Sounds great, Sue. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Take good care.
All right.
So thanks so much, Pat, for calling in. And just that taking a word, and you can take any word, and that's why the 365 Repattern app is helpful, okay? Because it just, you take the word that it's there and you put it to that. So for example, the word yesterday was in harmony. Okay, so learning to be in harmony with the world comes when I create harmony within me. So you could have done those same patterns using the word in harmony. The day before, the word was feasible. Okay, so you could use it's feasible for my body, mind, and soul. Okay, the day before that was honoring. My body, mind, and soul honor myself and create restful sleep. So when you work with a practitioner, we will get the exact words that are going to work for you. And you can do it yourself and get well along the way by just using the words that come out on that app. The book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought, which was put out by Hay House 2 years ago, outlines these patterns and how to create them for yourself. And people say to me, why, what's the difference between the taking the course or having a session with you or reading the book? Well, the difference is, if you think about like learning yoga, you can get a book out of the library and read about it and practice it, and you can learn yoga and you can do a little bit of yoga and you'll be able to do some stuff. Okay. I would say with repatterning, you will do no harm. With yoga, you possibly could if you get yourself into a funny position, I guess, but you will do no harm in doing it yourself. Now, if you study yoga in a class, you're going to get much better moves, much better technique, much better results. And if you go and do a one-on-one session with a yoga master, you're going to get very good and find some things that are specific to you. And that's the difference between reading the Belief Repatterning book, taking one of our online courses or in-person courses, or working one-on-one with a practitioner. So whatever works for you, for your budget, for your time frame, for your what you want to do. If you wanted to move to get forward quickly, I would suggest read the book and take a course and work with a practitioner. So that would be my suggestion on that. And if you're interested in joining us, I am offering the Belief Repatterning Intensive with Flip Your Switch on the Friday evening, which will be taught by Marnie Johnston, who's one of our practitioners and our another facilitator of the technique. She's awesome, and she will be teaching that on the 25th of April here in Calgary. I'll be there in attendance in the audience and supporting people. And then on the 26th, I will be taking the lead on the Beyond the Basics course, and Marnie will be there supporting people as well. So that's in Calgary, and you know, it's real close to the Banff. We're an hour away from Banff. If you've ever had a hankering to come up here, we'd love to come and have you join us. Just give the office a shout, register online, and we'll help you find a place to stay, and come on up and join us for that weekend. We'll be doing another one in August as well. So that date, I believe, is August the 20, I think it's the 22nd, 23rd weekend. I'd have to check to just double check on that and make sure that is, in fact, yes, it is the August 22nd and 23rd weekend, Friday, Saturday, where we'll be doing that and doing a lot of live coaching and supporting you and getting what you want. Let's go back and do another quick call here. Cora and Deb are both been waiting. So Cora,
yeah.
From Saskatchewan. Hi, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
It's great to hear from you. Thank you. I'm very well. Thanks for calling in, and I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long.
That's all right.
So what can I be supportive of you today around?
Well, I just wanted to let you know how pivotal the message that you sent out in your newsletter was for me today.
Oh, great.
Yes, it was. I just came home from grocery shopping and kind of been in a funk for a week or two over a. It's a move that's happening again.
So, oh, my goodness.
I know. So I had just had a mindset, I guess, that I didn't think it was, well, that it was going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to how many people listen to or you take on other people's opinions, and they always have an opinion. So
mm-hmm.
I just thought this move was going to be very hard. And the first line was, I forgive myself for believing change has to be hard. Such an eye-opener in your story about Jimmy and, you know, going back to your classroom experience, thinking your leaving teaching was going to be hard and so on, just really struck a nerve for me and changed my glasses on the whole perspective of moving.
Nice. It's interesting. It is interesting, you know, the way you say you take on other people's, you know, opinions on it, and everybody has them. And I remember I was moving from the house where I raised my kids. And so it was, you know, a 5-bedroom house, and I was moving into a 3-bedroom condo, and I got into this, you know, and I went, stop. And I repatterned around it. And then after I'd repatterned, I realized that it was my mom's belief system. That moving was hard. And, you know, it probably was for her in the 60s with the husband that was with the federal government, and we moved all over Canada with 5 kids. You know, it probably was hard. But I was like one person with 2 cats. Like, really? You know, it's just me. And as long as I know where the tea kettle, a clean pair of underwear, and the toilet paper are, I'm good. And you've moved enough times that you can probably make it be fairly simple now. You know the drill. And you know that every time you move, it enriches your life. And I mean, we can always focus on the boxes that we have to pack, or we can focus on the enrichment that's going to happen in the new place and the exciting possibilities. And, you know, all are there. So, well, that's exciting.
It just has opened me up as well to, I've been stuck in a career path. And all of a sudden, once I've read through those statements of on change, suddenly, you know, a little God moment where a friend phoned me and we talked about a few things, and one of them being this career path. Like, I had a vision, but it wasn't clear. You know, it's very much opened up some clarity in that area. Scary, but...
Here's what's really interesting, Cora, as you were talking, I was just, what word can I grab for her that's going to support her on this? Now, you know that there's 999 words in this list. Literally, 999. And the one that came up was on path.
I'm sorry?
On path.
Okay.
And I got that just before you said on path.
Is that right?
It's like, you know, it freaks me out how this stuff works.
Cool.
People say, it's so weird. It's like, I know. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So let's just do a real quick. I give myself permission to know that this is all on path for me.
I give myself permission to know that this is all on path for me.
Okay. So people listening along, if you got change coming up, just let this, okay? So does the monkey have anything to say about this?
A little bit scary. I got butterflies, but okay enough.
Okay, so let's look at those butterflies. Those butterflies could be because you're scared, or those butterflies could be excitement butterflies.
Yeah. Exactly.
I recognize this old fear.
I recognize this old fear.
And I'm choosing to change it to excitement.
And I'm choosing to change it to excitement.
I'm free to be excited knowing that I'm on path.
I'm free to be excited about knowing I'm on path.
What's the monkey have to say?
I'm nothing. I'm so excited.
See what I mean? We can flip it so easily if we just all we have to do is decide, you know, and it's hard to do that on your own unless you've trained yourself to.
Yeah.
And you're probably pretty good at it because, again, you've done a lot of the work and taken a couple of seminars. And it's like the more, you know, it's just when you get a big one, sometimes you need somebody else to hold the flashlight.
Yes.
Yeah. So really, really happy to hold the flashlight.
Thank you.
So let's think of a time that it was on path for you and exciting. So was this previous move that you did, was it on path and exciting?
Oh.
Once you got there? Okay, let's find an example. You want to find an example of something that is
on path and exciting. When I decided to take a workshop that was a step towards the career path.
I know how to be on path and have it be exciting. It happened when I went to that workshop.
I know how to be on path.
And excited.
It happened to me when I took that workshop.
Good. Breathe that in. I am excited. This is on path.
I am excited. This is on path.
And breathe it in. Monkey's okay?
Monkey's fine.
Cool. I am so glad to hear from you. Do let the office know your new forwarding
app. I certainly will. Yes. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And you're very welcome. And I've got your email address, so I don't know if Kara took it or not, but I've got it, and we'll send you a note thanking you for calling in.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Take good care.
You too.
Bye-bye. It is way past time for us to take a little break, and so we're going to be back in about a minute and a half. Meanwhile, while we're on break, think about the times that you were on path and excited, and then start applying that feeling to anything that you've got that's changed that's coming up, because change can be easy, it can be fun, and it can last. I'll be right back. Suze Casey, Flipping the Switch. See you in a couple of minutes.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome back. And today's topic is Let It Be Easy.
That was easy.
For those people who don't recognize that, that's a little easy button that I picked up at Staples.
That was easy.
And I keep it on my desk so that when things are easy, I hit it and I let things just be easy. Because we can struggle or we can let things be easy. It's our choice. And I get it that sometimes things are hard. I understand that. And we can let it be easy. So I mentioned earlier, it's the first day of spring here today, and we had a big snowfall and the roads were a bit challenging when I was out there. And I could struggle with it, or I could let it be easy. Well, I can't change the roads, but I can adjust my attitude. And so I made sure that I grabbed a CD that I just love, and I popped it in, and I had this upbeat, happy music playing, and I'm singing along with it while I'm navigating the roads that were, yes, a bit challenging, but I navigated it from an attitude on the upside of the line. And that's what it's all about, is just training yourself to do that. It doesn't take a long time. It can be quite easy. And the technique, the belief repatterning technique, where we walk through the statements, it sounds like I'm saying, you know, similar things over and over again, but actually I'm walking you through a 6-stage process. And I'll give you the types of statements that they are. 6 stages. Stage 1 is forgiveness. And that's where you just acknowledge what's going on and forgive yourself for believing you got to hang out there. Now, I'm not going to describe more about it here, because in the book, there's an entire chapter. Chapter 4 is devoted to not what forgiveness is, but how you can use forgiveness to move yourself out of the pit, out of the challenge, out of the struggle, and into a place of possibility, which is stage number 2, permission. So permission opens us up to new possibilities. It opens the door, if you will, to stage 3. And stage 3 is choice. And that's where you make a decision. That's the place of the line that I was talking about with Pat earlier on. That place of crossing the line. You get yourself to the line. That's choice. And it's the difference between I can do something and I'm doing something. Okay? So once you've hit choice, a lot of people want to stop there. And I had a client here yesterday and he was like, thank you, really. That's great. I feel really good. I said, we're only halfway there. Because we want to reinforce it. And freedom is the next stage. And freedom is where we try it on for size. We imagine it. This is the place of vision boards. This is the place of, you know, shopping for a new jacket and trying on the possibilities. You've already made the decision to take action. And now what you're doing is trying it on. And then affirmation. Affirmation is the next stage where we look at, how do I already know this to be true? Where have I already done this before? So when that monkey comes up and says, well, yeah, I know I'm free to do this, but how do I do it? It's like, well, you know what? I've done this and this, and it's kind of similar. This is one that takes a little bit of practice, and but it's quite easy to master. It's just beginning to look at things and go, where have I done this before? So you'll notice when I was speaking with Cora, and I said, you know, was the last one? She said, oh, no, not really. So you got to find some place where it was that way. And so she remembered that course that she did, that it was on path, and she was excited. And then we use that and then apply it to this move so that you can let this move be that way. All right. So that's that place of affirmation where you go find a real life example. And if you can find it in your own life, fantastic. If you can't find it in your own life, then think about somebody that you know who has that quality. So somebody that you know that's on path, and then try on what they do. It's called modeling. It's one of the ways that we learn. So the affirmation, each one of these stages, as I say, has a whole chapter in the book on it and tells you how to use it in training your subconscious mind. Super simple exercises, things you can do when you're driving to work, standing on an elevator, walking down a hallway, brushing your teeth, any of those things. Okay? It can be super easy. And then the last stage is I call surrender, which is I am. And you kind of give in to the new way of being. You give in to the excitement of being on path. You give in to having body, mind, and spirit work in cooperation together, connected to create restful sleep. Whatever it is that you want to apply it. So belief repatterning is basically a technique that you can use and apply it to anything. People will say to me, will this work for? And I say yes before they even ask me the question. And they say, well, how do you know? Well, your mind is the common factor everywhere. And if you can get your mind around something, you know that it works. So that's what we're on about here on Flipping the Switch. And I am very grateful to Deb, who is super, super patient and has been waiting online for almost a half an hour. So Deb, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're still there.
I am still here, and I am very patient. No problem at all.
Good. Well, you know, oftentimes we only have one or two callers, but today there was three people called in right at the beginning, and it was like, great, I'm so glad everybody called in. And it is a toll-free number, so yay. So how can I be most supportive of you today?
Well, I've been struggling the last while with my income and wanting to earn an income that's substantial enough to support myself. I'd love to go much farther than that, but I'll start at the level of where I can support myself, and that hasn't been happening for a while.
Okay, Deb. So could you speak up just a little bit? They're just letting me know from the control room that they're having trouble getting the signal from you loud and strong. So I'm just going to repeat a little bit of what I heard you loud and clear, but just to make sure that listeners are hearing. You're saying that you've been struggling with finances, that you want to have a substantial income and more than that, that will support you, but you're willing to settle for something that just helps you get by.
Yeah, for now.
For now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. It's about, instead of settling for something, be grateful for what it is so that you can expand it.
Okay.
Okay. So have you worked with me before?
No, I have not.
Okay. I thought you were a newbie. Notice I said that newbie instead of virgin. So thanks for calling in. Have you listened enough to know what we're about here, or do I need to give you a little background before we jump in?
I think I'm knowing enough. I'm reading the book,
okay. And
I've listened to a few the archive calls, so I'm understanding the pattern.
Perfect, perfect.
But
okay.
I can't do it by myself yet.
No, and it's okay. I mean, you actually are doing it by yourself, but it's kind of like learning yoga by yourself, so you're kind of, am I doing it right? And so working with me or one of the other practitioners is great, and I often say to people, you know, if you work with us, it's kind of like, you know, plowing the snow out of the way, and then you can go back and forth up and down that road a billion times.
Right.
It just kind of gets some of the gunk out of the way. So that's great. All right. So,
I'm going to ask you on the left-hand side of the page to write struggling.
Okay.
And just enough. That's what I'm going to call that, what you had, okay? What is the opposite of struggling?
Succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Is it anything else? Nope, succeeding. Okay, good enough. And what's the opposite of just enough?
Abundance. Plenty. Okay.
All right. So when we do the statements, and one of the things that's in the book that's a little, you know, I allude to it, but it's a little bit hard when you're working on your own and just starting. Once you get the hang of it, it's super easy, but listen to the monkey. Okay. And the monkey's right, just that right. voice in your head. So you tell me if the monkey says anything, because okay. then what we're going to do is we're going to take what the monkey says and build it into the next statement so that it's like a conversation. So when I'm working with people, and if you've been reading the book, you know about the inner coach and the inner critic, and I talk about that conversation. And in fact, the working title for that book was Inner Critic to Inner Coach, A Conversational Journey. Okay. So it's about that conversation. What I'm doing when I'm working with you, Deb, is I'm being the inner coach, except I'm on the outside, but I'm being the inner coach and training up that inner voice on how to support you.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to move from struggle to succeeding and from not enough to abundance and plenty. Can we do them all at the same time? We can. Nice. Okay. When I ask that question and then I just check, what I'm doing is I'm just muscle testing the energy and finding out if we can. So that's what I'm doing when I'm doing that. Okay. If you were here, I would use your arm so you could feel it too. But thank you for trusting, and we're just going to jump in. Have you had some water recently?
Yes, and I have a glass here.
Perfect. Okay. And you've got substantial, no, succeeding and abundance and plenty written down on the right-hand side of the page?
I do.
Fantastic. This is chapter 10 of the book. It's this exercise. So you have my permission to just jump to chapter 10. You don't have to read 7, 8, 9 to get there, and then you can go back and read the rest of it. But that's where this exercise is, okay?
Okay.
So I forgive myself for believing that finances have to be a struggle and there's just never enough.
I forgive myself for believing that finances have to be a struggle and there's never enough.
Okay, breathe in. I recognize that's been the pattern I'm in.
I recognize that's been the pattern I'm in.
But I'm really tired of it.
But I'm really tired of it.
Okay, breathe in. Monkey's okay with that?
Monkey says, yes, you are.
Okay, that's your inner coach. Okay? Unless it's coming up in a sarcastic way, in which case it's the inner critic, but okay. So when you got the coach on side, that's time to move to the next stage, okay? I give myself permission to succeed at creating plenty, even if I don't know how.
I give myself permission to succeed at creating plenty, even if I don't know how.
Okay. And the monkey says?
Quiet.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to put, and this is not in the book, I'm going to ask you to put your two hands in front of you, and in your right hand I'm going to ask you to put the feeling of struggle and not enough. And in your right hand, in your left hand, I'd like you to put the feeling of succeeding and plenty and abundance.
Okay.
Now I know that this is opposite to the page. Okay. But there's a reason for it, and I'll explain it to you in a minute. I'll explain it to you right now. When we're reading, we read left to right. So that's why on the page we do it that way. But when I'm having you do it with your body, I have you do it the other way, because on the right hand side of our body in Eastern medicine is the past. The left side of the body indicates the future. So we want to put what we want more of in our left hand, metaphorically, and what we want less of in our right hand.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay.
Yep.
So look at your right hand when we're talking about that stuff, and look at your left hand when we're talking about the abundance. Okay.
Okay.
I know that place of struggle and not enough.
I know that place of struggle and not enough.
And so if you're looking at your right hand, you can even tap your right hand with your left hand if you want. I know that place and I'm tired of it.
I know that place and I'm tired of it.
Okay, breathe in. And then in your left hand, I want you to think about where you have abundance in your life now. So do you have an abundance in friendships? Do you have abundance in,
I have an abundance in health.
Perfect. Okay. Anywhere else you have abundance already?
in joy with my dogs.
Okay, super. What's your dog's name?
Sophie.
Sophie? Now, the reason this is important is the more specific you can make these statements, the better. Okay, so looking at your left hand, I know the abundance of joy I have with Sophie.
I know the abundance of joy I have with Sophie.
I don't even have to think about succeeding. It's just there.
I don't even have to think about succeeding. It's just there.
There's an abundance of joy there.
There's an abundance of joy there.
Okay, breathe it in. Okay, now did you feel what that did to your energy, Deb?
Yeah, I felt stronger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm going to have you go back and forth between the two hands. So looking at your right hand, I can focus on struggle and not enough.
I can focus on struggle and not enough.
Or I can focus on abundance and succeeding and joy.
Or I can focus on abundance and succeeding and joy.
Now take your two hands and put them together, like bang them together, but not like clapping, but the sides of them, okay?
Yes.
I can't do both at the same time.
I can't do both at the same time.
So I'm consciously choosing to focus on...
So I'm consciously choosing to focus on...
Which one?
Joy and abundance and succeeding.
Good. Breathe it in. Now, I can hear the strength in your voice, and when you hear this back, you're going to go, wow. And you're probably looking at your hands, and you'll see that the left hand is higher than your right hand now.
Yes.
Okay. You've just given a very strong directive to every cell of your body, body, mind, and spirit, every piece of you, every energetic piece of you, that when we have a choice between these two, I would be picking this one. Okay. From here on. So what we're doing is actually tying the idea of struggle and not enough to the idea of succeeding and abundance and plenty. So when comes up, when the down one comes up, the up one will come up. Now people say, well, when the up one comes up, is the down one going to come up? No, because you're already on the upside of the line. And the upside of the line is stronger always than the downside.
Okay.
Does this make sense? So just like if I say the word down, your mind automatically says
up.
If I say the word left, your mind says
right.
If I say black, your mind says
white.
If I say struggle and not enough, your mind says
joy and succeed and plenty.
There you go. Breathe it in. Cool, huh?
Very cool.
Isn't it fun to play with our minds?
Yeah, much easier than I expected.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you, because today's topic is, in fact, let's let it be easy.
Right.
Okay. And it's really interesting because the hardest part of my job, and I tell this to people all the time, the hardest part of what I do is helping people understand how easy it is. And now what's going to happen is that when you go back to the book and looking at the sample statements, you're going to just go, wow, because it's going to have this whole new perspective on it because you've now experienced how easy it can be.
Right.
Okay, so we're just at choice. Do you want to do freedom, affirmation, and surrender?
Oh, I'd love it.
See, you were ready to go. Okay, we're done. All right, I am free to experience the abundance and joy that's already in my life.
I am free to experience the abundance and joy that is already in my life.
There's plenty of it.
There's plenty of it.
The more I succeed in focusing there, the more I'll create it in financial ways too.
The more I succeed in focusing there, the more I'll create it in financial ways too.
So, looking out your window, there's something in nature probably, right?
Yes.
What is there that's abundant there?
Oh, trees.
Okay.
Blue sky.
Cool. There is a lot of abundance in nature.
There is a lot of abundance in nature.
That blue sky and those trees were there even when I wasn't paying attention.
That blue sky and those trees were there even when I wasn't paying attention.
Abundance in financial ways is there. I just need to focus my mind on succeeding and joy.
Abundance in financial ways is there. I just need to focus on succeeding and joy.
Breathe that in. Is the monkey okay with this?
Yes, totally.
Okay, so that's the freedom stage where we're imagining it and trying it on and kind of vision boarding it in our brains. Okay. And I asked you to look out your window because you've always got a window and outside available to you. And, you know, when people are sitting in my office with me, I'll have them look out the window and I'll have them find both, you know, like if you look out your window, you probably find an example of struggle and not enough too. You know, which one do you want to look at when you look out the window? Look at the ones that support.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. It's always all available to us, Deb. It's just which way are we focusing? And you've probably in the first, one of the first chapters of the book, I talk about how your mind works and that reticular activator. So what we're doing is exercising that reticular activator to focus in the direction that we want to focus in.
Okay.
So the next stage is affirmation. And so where have you, we already used an affirmation earlier with your, Sophie and the abundance of joy. Where else do you have abundance and joy in your life?
Well, I have abundance and joy when I walk in nature.
Okay. So rather than just when I walk in nature, can you think of a specific time recently?
It was this morning.
Okay. So this morning on my walk, I felt the abundance and joy.
This morning on my walk, I felt the abundance and the joy.
Okay. Breathe that in. And I don't know what it's like in Minnesota, but here in Calgary, I mean, today is blustery, but last week, I think I talked about it on the show because, you know, I'm Canadian, so we talk about weather all the time. We went from like minus 35 to plus 14 in about a day. It's quite normal for us to have that. We're right on the slopes of the mountains, and so that's what happens this time of year. But the water just was running like crazy from the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, abundance. Just look at the runoff and go, wow, look at all this abundance. And you know how it's nurturing the ground and going to create good solid crops this summer. But we're not going to sit there and be upset because there's no crops because it's not the time of the year for it. We're just looking at how we're nurturing with abundance. Okay. So do not let the state of your current bank account create your reality.
Okay.
Just like when you're looking out the window and you look at your garden and there's no flowers up yet, at least not at my house, don't let that create your reality. Your reality is what you are imagining next.
Okay.
So is there anywhere that you have evidence of some financial abundance or success? Are you able to? Yeah.
I just got a check in the mail today that I didn't expect.
Ah, okay. So we're going to use that. Okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
The check that arrived today is exciting.
The check that arrived today was exciting.
No, is exciting.
Okay,
you want to make it present.
Today is exciting.
See how that feels different than was?
Yes.
You just created more excitement.
Yeah, it is.
Because it still is exciting. Okay.
It is.
All right. It is visible evidence of abundance and joy.
It is visible evidence of abundance and joy.
And I'm open to more of that.
Okay,
breathe it in. I am succeeding in creating joy and abundance in my life. I do it in all ways, including financial. There you go. Breathe it in. How's that feel?
Really fantastic.
Nice. So yeah. As we raise our vibration, then we allow things to come in. So it's about keeping that vibration high. I so appreciate you calling in today, and time flies when we're repatterning, and I've been given the 1 minute till we go. So one last thing that you want to just, anything in closing that you want to say or add or?
No, this is an exciting journey and I'm really looking forward to continuing with it. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited that you called in, and thank you so much. And I'll look forward to hearing the results. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And thank you so much to Pat and to Deb and to Cora for calling in today. Next week, we're going to be looking at the topic of I need to uncover the root of this. I keep hearing people talk about it. I got to find the root of it. And we're just going to talk about how that's a crazy making way to go about things. So know that you can have change. It can be easy. And give yourself permission to let that happen. It can be quick, it can be easy, and it will last. Take good care of yourself. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. I'm Suze Casey, inviting you to flip your switch and join me next week, same time on CTR. Take care. Have an awesome week.
Bye for now.
Explore skiing in BC this winter.
Hello, Edmonton. It's Michael J. from beautiful Big White Ski Resort here in Kelowna, British Columbia. And have I got a deal for you. Hop on WestJet, fly out to Big White Ski Resort, and I'm going to give you your same-day lift ticket for free. That's right, free. And in January, you can stay on mountain, plus I'll give you a lift ticket for $146. All the details online at bigwhite.com.
Super natural, British Columbia.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.